Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's 8 a.m. It's Saturday morning. That's what we do.
Drinking coffee, being men, manly men.
Sharing stories. Arr. Well, I got to tell you, too, we got a good manly man story coming up. And it's it's a cautionary tale. We'll dive into that here momentarily. But we've got an MCRGO report for you as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
That's right. And they served me well again this week, Dano. I got good work done on my truck. I've heard a squeak, didn't like it. I started worrying, so I thought, well, if I'm bringing it in, check the brakes, check the rear end, check everything, and get me an oil change and lube. So Diamond Gems is my place, can be yours too. Right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, 810-743-4210. And you can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com. Right on the side here, you'll see the whole panel of all my sponsors right there, and you can click on any of them and get to them at any time. Diamond Gems, excellent place for tires, getting the alignment done after all the pothole season is upon us. And right now, we almost need to have an outboard motor with the amount of rain we've been getting.
It's been wet.
It has been a very wet year.
And that wreaks havoc on the asphalt, too. That and the weight limits as the weather changes, you know, they heave and they...
Yeah, the frost just gets out of the ground and we get all this rain And the roads are breaking up terrible right now.
Awful. Yeah, and they can help with, tire rods and, shocks and struts and anything.
I noticed we had three cars in my driveway that we didn't use for a week. And during that rain, I looked and you can kind of see through the rims. All the brake drums are completely rusted over. I'm like, they were shiny last week, but the amount of moisture in the air right now is tremendous. So take care of your car. It'll take care of you, but you got to make sure you get it to the doctor. And Diamond Gems is just what the doctor ordered
for
your
Jim.
Car. That's right.
Dr. Tim at Diamond Gems.
Dr. Tim at Diamond Gems. That's right. You'll probably see Bruce at the counter, but but either way, they'll both hook you up. Brian, not Bruce. I'm sorry. And I just talked to him yesterday, so I got to get that straight. MCRGO, our CPL report for
Michigan
April.
Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Ownership.
That's exactly right.
We've got a responsible gun owner here, by the way. We'll go into that momentarily.
I do try. And, the news is 846,000 CPL holders.
In Michigan.
Now, and, you got to check your CPL. Your county might have sent you a letter. You might have missed it the way the mail system is. It might not have gotten to you. But they should have sent you a letter saying it's time to renew. And you can't rely on it. You got to do it yourself.
Is it an annual thing?
No, it's every 5 years. Gotcha. And you got to look at your CPL, know when it's due. I was having lunch with a good buddy yesterday, and he goes, it's been a while for me. And because two of the other guys I went to lunch with had just got their renewals, and I know mine's good for two more years.
Annually, if it was an annual thing, it's easier to keep track. But it's 5 years.
5 years.
5 years might as well be 10 years or 3 years. Yeah, I can't keep track of 5 years.
It's $105 every 5 years, and people hate to do it. We're trying to get it reduced to $30. So in the state of Michigan, because there's no reason it should be that much. It used to be a lot of internal paperwork. Now it's clicking of a mouse, and it's done. Now, sure enough, his expired over a year ago. I said, I'm sorry, buddy. You know what that means? That
gotta
means you
got to
go back and
over.
Take the whole test over again because it's been over a year. Plus, he's a carrier every single day he carries.
Yeah.
He never walks out of his house without a gun. And so he's got to be very careful.
So he was riding dirty for a while there.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you don't
wanna
do that.
He said, where do I go? I said, go to Williams, do another course. Get your certification, get it turned in, get it done immediately. So, and he will. He's probably already on it. So, 846,000.
That up or down?
That's up.
846 or 843?
846,000 is what we're up to. Up 2,000 since March.
Okay.
So, now what's going on is we rode that wave of, and just like that, where people didn't realize. So, he's in the negative column right now because he's one that shows that he didn't.
Dropped off.
He fell off the list. And the amount of people that moved to Florida and moved to Tennessee and Kentucky and all that, they're good gun owners. A lot of them are leaving the state. But April of last year, we were at 857,000. So we're running a little bit behind, but we expected that after the COVID, because the rush for COVID, in the beginning of COVID, everybody got a CPL and it just skyrocketed up. And now that they're expiring, My buddy was in that column. Those previous highs are previous highs. We don't know if we'll get to them again. We hope we will. We're getting there. Okay, so at least we're on the upswing again. Going up 2,001 month is great. So check your CPL. Make it a thing like you're checking the battery in a smoke detector, only you don't have to stick your tongue in the 9-volt battery with this one to see if it's good. Okay, so that's a good thing.
Is that how they do it?
Well, ever since I got my pacemaker, I don't do that as much.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea. I got a bonus beat.
They make
bonus beat.
They make these things, battery testers.
I've heard of those, yeah. But the tongue works. So it's I've been doing this since I was a little kid. Yeah. But anyways, check your CPL, double check. And why I deal with MCRGOs is because they give us the statistics every month. Plus, they are just wonderful supporters of our gun rights here in Michigan. And they teach the classes that teach the instructors in Michigan how to give the CPL classes. So a wonderful group to be a part of. Join if you can. It's not much. Join 3 years at a time. That way you don't forget to rejoin every year. MCRGO.org. Just like I do, I've been a member for over 20 years. So glad to be there. Now, especially with the domestic terrorist possibilities going on right now, we want to be very mindful, and we want our situational awareness to be very prevalent. We want to be, you go out to your car, you get in your car, you got your shoes on, you got your wallet, you might have your CPL, you might have your concealed pistol with you. Well, either way, you want to be very careful. You want your situational awareness to be high right
there's
now.
There's a continuum, obviously. You can't be situationally aware like a Secret Service agent.
No.
You know, they've had some lapses.
You don't have to have a coil cord going up to your ear and mirrored sunglasses.
That's out here. That's at the very peak of. But you do, you know, and on the other side, it's somebody with 8 packages talking on the phone. Yeah. You know, oblivious out in the parking lot at the mall.
Exactly.
Got no idea what's going on. Yep. So you want to be somewhere between those two poles, closer towards the Secret Service agent.
You see the kids walking around all the time staring at their phone, and they're playing a game and they're walking around looking for
Pokemon
whatever it is. And totally oblivious. They walk into intersections. Mm. More people get hit by cars now walking in intersections than ever before because they're staring at their phones. Well, you don't want to be that person. Now, what happened to me this week is upsetting. Nobody got hurt mentally. There was a big old zap, like a 20-volt battery burned my tongue. I was like, I felt that one. Okay, so what happened was I had a road rage situation happen in front of me and around me, and it was against me. Apparently, I had somebody very mad behind me. And didn't think I was doing anything. I was driving up to a red light, pulled into my lane, but I upset the person behind me. They veered around me, cut me off. As the light turned green, as we started to go forward, I thought, well, this is over. This is good. I got to get in the other lane and take my lane and drive off. And I'm going to get away from this dude. He was nuts. Stopped right in front of me, got out of his car, came back and started screaming at me. It was a cold morning. Earlier this week, I had my window up, and I'm saying, get back in your car. And being as I just walked into my doctor's office and came out, I did not have my gun on my hip because it was a gun-free zone, and I was going in for a physical. So, odd situation. What I didn't do is most important is I was not situationally aware that I was back in my real life, and I should have had my gun handy. But the other flip of the coin is, nor did I pull the trigger. So I went off as a free man, and so did the other person.
But, I mean, smashing your window.
He had bloody knuckles, that's for sure, because he was pounding on my
driver's side window
as hard as he could, but it wouldn't break. And I'm like, if he breaks his glass, I got to shoot him, because I'm not in good condition right now to stand up for myself because of my shoulder replacement. I have very limited ability, but I can pull a trigger. So I was like, I got to get away from this guy. And they were so close. There was a car behind me. I didn't have an out because of the way we all stopped. It was very uncomfortable. Poor planning on my part. I fell into that trap. So believe me, I have been driving much more defensively ever since then. I've been very cautious, very careful, every intersection, every car, trying not to upset anybody. But what a wake-up call for me. It was like, you know what? I let my guard down. I became that guy from, you know, from Tommy's Heart that you know, trying to do good all the time. And I let my guard down as the gunsmith guy. And now it's back. So my wife says, well, you're acting different. And I go, I feel different.
Thank, you know? God that nothing came of it. And who knows what would have happened if you had the gun handy.
Yeah, it might have made him pull his. Who knows?
You would have. I mean, if he's pounding on your window, you might have showed him.
Yeah,
you might have pointed at him.
I was reaching for it, but I couldn't get it. It was tucked in my truck pretty good.
But you've got to be prepared because this is a situation that could escalate. I mean, this is someone who's clearly over the line. And so you said you both kind of pulled into. See, he was in the drive behind you. Yeah,
he was.
You both pulled out about the same time.
We pulled about the same time, but he was just ripping up the street. It was a high performance vehicle.
Yeah.
And zipped up on me real fast, got mad, zipped around me, hit the brakes, caused me to stop. And then as the light turned green, we pulled forward.
And then he stopped again.
I changed lanes to get, because I was going a different direction. He changed lanes in front of me, hopped out of the car, you know, and had his car door wide open. So it was very uncomfortable. It was like,
well, this is somebody that,
damn it, what did I just get into?
Yeah.
You know? And I was so close, I didn't leave myself an out. So there's something to remember. Leave yourself enough space so you can turn the wheel and drive. And I thought, well, it's a small car. If I have to, I'm going to push it with my truck.
Yeah.
You know, that was my, but I thought I need to get away from him as fast as I can.
Right.
And because that's the first thing you should do.
Yeah, somebody stopped behind you. Yeah.
There was somebody right behind me because he stopped in the middle of a green light. You know,
you could have got around taking his door off.
By the time he was pounding on my window, screaming at me, that person had backed up and drove around me and him. And so I was beginning to get that out. But I could see that he was either going to break my window or give up. And finally, he gave up. But thank God for tough windows on the side of a car. You know, it was literally bowing in. He was pounding on it hard and his knuckles were nasty looking. It was just a shame that it happened the way it happened. But I got through it, and you know, God intervened. It was Easter week. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yep.
So I had that prayer to St. Michael last week when we closed the show, and it's you know, it's very true.
Thank God that nothing more came of it.
Defend us in battle. Yep. You know, be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the world.
This is why you train. This is why you prepare. Yep. You don't want these situations. You try to avoid these situations, but when they come, you've got to be ready.
Yep. You always got to try. Just as if they were breaking into your house, you know, and they gave up. Thank God you don't shoot through the door.
Nope.
I wasn't going to shoot through the window.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
So, and I was just a second or two away from having the gun in my hand.
Yeah.
That was the thing. And as soon as he started driving away, I had it in my hand. I was like, whew, glad it didn't happen.
Because
that would have been the legal costs, the, you know, everything. I would have had to get a hold of USCCA. It would have been terrible. Plus,
it was bad enough as it was.
I don't want to shoot anybody.
No,
you know?
I don't
want to.
No, of course not.
He was having a bad day. Who knows? Maybe he just left the divorce.
Well,
I have no idea what
doesn't
happened.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Wasn't called for in any way.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, back after this.